In my view, I do not think that the president is immune to court orders. In regard to the legality of the filing of the contempt order, which is being sought, I think they are perfectly entitled to seek for it. But whether, you know, it will actually be implemented, even if a court were going to grant an order that he should be arrested, I doubt very much if that would be feasible. But he is not immune to orders by the court.
Some supporters of President Bingwa Mutharika are saying that these people are just trying to pull a publicity stunt because, despite the separation of powers, the court will not be able to implement the contempt of order, even if the president is found to have flouted court rulings. What are your views about that?
No, my views are that, it will be on record that this happened, even if it cannot be implemented, but the fact of the matter, people will know that laws were broken, you know. That's my view.
Others also say that since the president is the chancellor of the university or state universities, the charges that are being brought against him are non-starters in the first place. As an attorney, do you think these people have legitimate reasons to file a suit against the president, who is the chancellor of the university, for contempt of court?
If there was an order made by the court that the chancellor or the university should do certain acts, and those acts were not done, then the students would have a legitimate, claim if they bring contempt of court orders, because if there was an order which was made by the court and it hasn't been satisfied, then the next step of action, obviously, is a contempt of court action. So they've actually got a legitimate action against the government. That's my view.